Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bill Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars. And we've been doing it for a long time, but each year seems to get bigger and better. And with that said, we're going to be joined with Western Kentucky Hilltoppers standout defensive tackle, Amarius Bryant. Omar, we appreciate you sharing some of your day with us. Can you believe your time, at Western Kentucky's kind of, it's come and gone, and now you're preparing for the next level?
Appreciate you for having me, man. It seemed like just yesterday I just signed with Western Kentucky.
And I mean, how quick does it go? I mean, you probably share the same thoughts as a lot of guys that come on, but, is it just a blink of an eye? You leave high school, you have a couple of stops, and the next thing you know, boom, you're getting ready for the NFL?
Yeah, it kind of went by so fast, especially when you're a junior college guy, man, transferring, doing 2 years at Western Kentucky, and, you don't get a chance to have a feel for the coaches like you want to.
Yeah, and I'm curious, too. I mean, we'll kind of delve into that, I guess, a little later in the show. But, Pop Warner, Pee Wee football, I mean, have you always had that size, even growing up as a young kid?
Yeah, I've always been like a big kid growing up, a lot of guys go around and ask my mom, why is he playing football? I actually didn't start playing football until like ninth grade.
Well, why was just no desire to, or just other hobbies?
Growing up, I was a lazy kid, wanted to be up playing the game, I had a guy come ask me in my yearbook. He signed in my yearbook, says try out for football. So it was a big story then after that.
Dude, that's going to be our Twitter thing when we blast this out. Guy said, signed his yearbook, said you should play football. That's a Michael O'Hare movie type thing. And then so you start to emerge quickly, I would assume. I mean, ninth grade, you obviously take to it. You're obviously athletic. We know that. But, so when do you kind of start getting some offers? I know you went the JUCO route. Was it grades? I mean, how did you kind of get bypassed from some of the bigger schools out there? Because obviously you have the talent.
Right. I had a couple offers from just a big school. I had Memphis. I turned them down for Western because I saw the quarterback was coming back and they had a pretty good defense and pretty good offense going on. So I said, why not Western Kentucky?
Definitely. And how was the JUCO visit? And then what's it like, getting to Western Kentucky after being at the JUCO level? I mean, an easy transition?
In a way, it was okay. I just had to learn a different defense from what I'd learned in junior college and up to D1. It was a little bit faster than D1, and I wouldn't trade going to junior college for the world. But it's a dramatic change.
Definitely. A lot of guys, again, come on the show, share the same thing. A lot of guys just say, you still have great talent. You just don't have, obviously the depth, and you just don't have, instead of Ohio State having six guys that are like that, a JUCO team or even, lower level, D2 might just have one guy like that on the field. But none again, there's ballers all over the country. And like I said, that's why we love doing the show, because we talk to everybody no matter what. But so you get to Western Kentucky. When does the mindset start to kind of think about, hey, you know what, at the end of this journey in college football, I might have an option of playing on Sunday? When does that really come to, a reality for you that it's something you can kind of really hold on to?
Yeah, really, as soon as I got there, coming up from junior college, I really had that mindset. I'm going to come in here in junior college, do my 2 years, then go to a big school and continue on to the pros,
Excellent stuff. Once again, Omar Bryant, the standout defensive tackle from Western Kentucky, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of this show in its entirety or like to download it or listen to it again, you know it's always free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we'll be featuring his draft column. We always like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about him as he makes his path towards that draft. And remember, April 27th through the 29th in Philadelphia this year. So let's kind of talk about what you bring to the field, and I know you get after. You got great hustle. You got a great first step, I think. But in your own words, if, you know, scouts are kind of breaking you down and you're in the film room with them, what do you think is going to pop off tape that they're going to fall in love with?
First game I'd probably look at, I would look at Bama film. Me going in there, keeping up with, I guess, the five-stars, so you say, and keeping up with the number one tackle coming out of draft, Cam Robinson. And, you know, we just went after him, man. I went after that game. I had something to prove. I felt like I had a lot to prove.
Right. And how, you know, obviously that game was a great game for you. I mean, joking around, though, what happens if you went into that game? And anyone out there listening, it is one of Omar's better tapes. I mean, if you're going to go look at him, against one of the best schools in the nation. He did a fantastic job. But, I mean, what happens if you go up against Cam Robinson and he just completely demoralizes you? I mean, what have you – I'm jokingly around. What would you have said to yourself? Like, man, I got to hang it up?
No, man. I would just be like, man, I got to get up, dust myself off, and go back at it, you know. You win some, you lose some.
It's about making the plays when them count. So, does anything go unnoticed? I mean, we could talk about leadership qualities, game film study. Maybe the defense you ran where they, you know, you weren't afforded different opportunities to showcase what you can do. Because we do pass this off to scouts, so this is your opportunity to say, hey, you know, these are some of the things you may not see on film, but I am pretty good at.
I'm very good at playing different positions. I've played the nose position, the three technique, the end five technique, and I've done multiple stuff. We ran multiple defenses in Western Kentucky. My defense coordinator came from USC. He's with Pete Carroll back in USC, so we run a lot of Seattle Seahawks, different stunts and different plays. And overall, I'm a great player, excellent player, and I'm just looking forward to a team picking me up, and they won't regret it.
Definitely. And for you, because I see so many variables on the internet, what's your height and weight right now?
I am 6'3". 315.
Nice. That's right about your playing weight, 315?
Right.
Nice. And I don't know, you might be training at school, you might be at a, you know, somewhere doing some combine prep. Where are you kind of doing your daily workouts as you prepare for pro days and private workouts and things of that nature?
Right now, I am in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania, and I train with Power Train. Sports.
Oh, okay. I know. Yeah. Those guys do a great job. How's it going out there for you?
It's going pretty good. I like it's a little bit different. They do a lot of stuff. They slow down a lot of things just so you can work on your form and technique and different things. It was a challenge in the beginning, but now I think I've picked up a lot.
Cool. And I'm curious, as in terms of like form, is that more for combine drills, or is that kind of like some form for the technique of just getting out of your stance and maybe using your hands? Is there some like position technique involved?
Well, it's a little bit of everything. We work on 40 stances, 40 get offs and starts, and you know, different techniques on how to do your 225 reps and things as such.
Definitely. When's pro day for you?
Pro day is March 31st.
Ooh, you got a long one, huh?
All right.
You get a lot of time.
I just found out 2 weeks ago.
Hey, man, it's more time to get ready. I mean, is it weird knowing that some of these goofy numbers that you have to do for the, you know, pro day will help or hurt you in this draft process? I mean, at the bottom line, it's always the film, but it's just kind of bizarre knowing that if you have a good L-cone drill, that could really boost your stock. Is that kind of bizarre when you think about
it? Right. That's kind of bizarre if you think about it. But if you think about it, it's just really individual drills. Just just on steroids, you know.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Omar Bryant, the standout Western Kentucky defensive tackle, joining us here on the C2P. Brings a lot. I know Pro Football Focus had him with the 45 QB hurries. I think that was third in the nation when they did that study. So this kid really gets after it. And again, great explosive first step, brings a lot of power, low body, like I said, good size waist. You're not going to push this kid off. You can anchor down and hold the edge. For you, I mean, do you get comparisons to anybody? Or is there anybody out there at the next level? Do you kind of say, hey, I like this guy. You know, I kind of pattern what I do off of him.
Well, I'm compared to Malik Collins from D-Tackle out of Nebraska. He's a pretty great guy. He plays for the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, yeah.
And I feel like I have maybe just a little step higher than him, you know. Yeah, I've just been compared to him. I've also been compared to kind of a Fletcher Cox type of deal.
Oh, really?
Right.
That's kind of I like that. I like to call him a lot. I could see that a lot. That's definitely. Yeah, I could see that one. I could kind of see that one. Kind of when I think about Collins and what he brought to the table going through this process, I could kind of definitely parallel you guys. Excuse me. So, I mean, take us through a typical day. I mean, you wake up. I mean, what's a typical day, you know, from just give us what you did this morning to what you're going to do until you go to bed tonight, and then say just tomorrow morning till the end of tomorrow night.
Well, I wake up at either 9 or 10, get up, drive to Mannheim and Mount Joy, just about 17 minutes down the road to Power Train, and get a good 5 hour to 6 hour workout, get done at like 12. We might have a guy that was in the pros help us with our different techniques, bag drills and such, and I come back home and rest, I eat, recover, and I'm still in school, so I graduated in May, so I have to finish my online classes and stuff, and that's about it. Resting is the big part.
Definitely rested, and you know, I'm glad you brought some of that up, because I think some of the people out there, they just think you guys show up in New York City and hear your name called, and you know, it's just all fun and games. And you know, guys like yourself, you still got schoolwork. I mean, I know some guys that got schoolwork and they're working part-time jobs and they're trying to do this. I'm just like, I mean, that's just an amazing amount of pressure. And just, I mean, you know, I just think this condensed time frame from basically January to April got to be one of the most hectic time for you guys. And like I said, I admire the effort that you guys put into it. Before we let you go, and we do appreciate your time today, we'd like to always throw some off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Okay.
All right. Let's ask, are you a superstitious guy? Is there any superstitious things that you got to do Saturday pregame?
I have to wear my towel. I have a towel I wear all the time. usually wear it on my hip and just go, you know. I have to listen to music. That's about it.
And next question for you, female celebrities. If you could take any female celebrity out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
I'm going to have to take Erykah Badu.
Oh, nice. I like that. Oh, I love a different name. I get the same ladies' names all the time. So when I get something a little different, I love it. Very nice. We're creative there. And the final question before we let you go, we've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints cleats. He sprays the paint jobs on the shoes. If you could have any of your cleats sprayed, themed out, what kind of themed paint job would you want on those?
I think I would like a probably metallic kind of chrome color, you know, something that stands out, you know.
Nice. Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, we appreciate you taking some time. Love what you brought to the table. Like I said, you know, talking with your agent, we were, you know, talking, and I know he's very excited about you, and I was excited to get you on because, you know, I know between in the inner circles, you're a name that does get, you know, you're a guy definitely of interest to a lot of teams out there. So with that said, man, we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
That's the only way to be, man.
You're exactly right. Once again, that is Omar Bryant, the standout Western Kentucky D tackle. And went the JUCO route, dominated there, went to Western Kentucky, and just keeps growing. And the thing you got to admire about a guy like him is he keeps growing his game. And you always love to see these guys progress each and every year. One, it tells you two things. One, they have talent. Two, they adapt the coaching, and they what they're taught, they kind of do on the field. And I think, you know, that's one of the things that kind of gets thrown under the bus a little bit. But, again, if you want more of Omar, Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and then we'll be getting his bio up as well. Always appreciate you guys out there listening to the C2P.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.